So children, when did the brothers know who Joseph really was? I didn't read that part of the story yet, but you might know that when Joseph heard what Judah said, where Judah said, "Please let me be your slave and let my brother Benjamin go home with his brothers, or my father will die," that's when Joseph showed himself, told his brothers who he was, and he hugged them. And he even said to them that it wasn't they who had sent him to Egypt, but it was God who had sent Joseph to Egypt to save many people from the famine. So it was when Joseph saw that his brothers were truly sorry for the horrible things they had done and were trying to do the right thing, that's when Joseph showed himself to his brothers. Now, and in this story, who do you think Joseph represents? Let's think. Joseph was the beloved son of his father. Joseph was hated by his own people. Joseph was sold for pieces of silver. Joseph was stripped of his garments. Joseph was thought to be dead, but actually he rose to become the ruler of Egypt. And Joseph saved many people alive. So who does that sound like? Who does that remind you of? I hope it reminds you, yes? The Lord Jesus Christ, that's right. So that's who Joseph represents in this story. Now this shows us that we have a choice. We can either be like the brothers when they hated Joseph and they said, "We will never bow down to you," and they tried to kill him, or we can be like the brothers when they were really sorry for the bad things they had done and tried to do the right thing, and that's when they got to know who Joseph really was. If we choose this way, we'll never know who the Lord is. Never have any idea. If we choose this way, then we will really get to know who the Lord is. You see, if we are a bad person and we don't repent of our evils and we're perfectly willing to be cruel to other people and sneaky and dirty and steal their stuff and covet their things, then that's how we're going to picture God too. That's what we're going to picture human nature. That's what people are like. That's how we'll think of it. And if we think of God that way, then the most closest we can come is like the brothers when they had bowed down to this fierce ruler in Egypt who was ready to kill them or throw them in prison. And that's the closest we'll ever know about God. But if, on the other hand, we say that we're sorry when we notice, we practice noticing when we've done something wrong, and we're sorry for it, and we ask the Lord to help us be different next time, and we work on it, we practice not doing those things, and instead we concentrate on doing things that are helpful to other people, then we will open our minds, and the Lord will be able to pour in the warmth and light of heaven. And we will find out what love is. And that way, we will find out who the Lord is. And the Lord will be able to change us from being a selfish person to be a less selfish person who really loves his neighbors. To an evil person, it makes no sense that the God of the universe could become a human being, or that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was a man, could become God. That makes no sense at all. Because to them, a human being is an ugly, evil thing. That's what he is. If he had the chance, he would kill you, he would cheat you, he would hurt you, he would do all these bad things and not even care. And so to think that God could be like that doesn't make any sense. It makes no more sense than that a Hebrew slave could become the ruler of Egypt. Never could happen. But on the other hand, if we do repent of our sins, if we realize there's good and there's bad, and I don't want to be bad, I don't want to hurt people, And we recognize, we learn to recognize when we've hurt other people and we are sorry for it, then the Lord can show us the power of his love. He can show us that actually his love has all power in heaven and on earth and can change us too, make us better people. And then we can see that it makes sense that the Lord Jesus Christ could put on a weak human nature just like ours and make it perfect by the power of his divine love. It's said in our reading that if we want to know who the Lord is, we need to be like him. In three ways it mentioned that the Lord is merciful, that the Lord loves everyone, and that he tries to make everybody happy. And we can see Joseph doing that in the story. He wasn't angry at his brothers. He was sad for them. Twice in the story, it says, when he saw how frightened and miserable his brothers were, he had to go out of the room and cry. He was so sad for them. And he loved them. He gave them back their silver. He put on a big feast for them. And as soon as he saw that they were ready, he said hello to them and told them who he was, and he hugged them. And he made them happy. He was eager for them to come live with him in Egypt, where he could keep them safe in the best part of the land of Egypt, keep them safe from the famine. And that's the kind of thing that the Lord does for us too. He's merciful to us, he loves us, and he wants to make us happy. And that's the way we need to learn to treat each other as well. People do bad things to us, we have to try to get over being mad at them and instead feel sorry for them, because we know that when people do bad things, it actually makes them miserable. They might laugh and think they're doing great, but actually it makes them miserable. And we need to learn how to try to love them and make them happy in the right ways, in the wise ways, like Joseph did, like the Lord does with us. When we can practice doing that, following the Lord's example, then, as it said in our other reading, then we will truly, on bended knees and with a humble heart, adore the Lord as our God and Savior. And the Lord will be able to give us a place in his kingdom, just like Joseph gave his brothers a place to live in the land of Egypt. And we will really know who the Lord God of the universe is. Amen.